The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
Welcome into On Texas Football. This is the weekly roundup, but we're actually going to call this one Trending Texas. TJ, you wrote an article on Texas Football this morning going over the 13 different players that visited Texas over the weekend that were not committed to the Longhorns. We want to get you on the record kind of where Texas sits post-official visit after the glow is worn off a little bit and started going in that direction. We'll see how it goes, but I want to mention that thanks to the folks at Allegiant Digital Marketing for sponsoring the roundup as well. CJ, I'm just going to start right into it. The first player you went over is DeCorian Moore, the wide receiver. What have you heard since his official visit to Texas? What did you hear about the visit, et cetera?
Yeah, this was the big one, right? This was the headliner coming in, the number one wide receiver from the state of Texas and in the country for his official visit to see Sarkisian and the Texas Longhorns. Listen, I thought Texas rolled out the red carpet very well for him. He had a lot of family members, some from Austin, some up from Dallas, that made the trip down. We saw the photo afterward of him thanking Sarkisian in Texas for hosting them this weekend. That photo goes pretty deep, Bobby. There's a lot of family members there. Some are lifelong Texas fans, and I think that's very important in this recruitment as well, because we've talked about it. LSU, Ohio State, Oregon, three teams that have put out some pretty good wide receivers and will have some, you know, something to offer in the NIL world as well. But for Texas to be able to say, hey, we have three guys drafted a year ago from the wide receiver spot, we have plenty of quarterbacks waiting to get you the rock. Oh, and also we can play the game as well. That was very important. In terms of what Sarkisian was able to do, he was side by side DeCorian Moore for most of this weekend. When the team, when the recruits departed for dinner Friday night, most took buses, most took shuttles. Steve Sarkisian was in the car with DeCorian Moore and his family en route to dinner Friday night, just to kind of get an idea of how important he is to the Texas football program moving forward. I was actually told by a source inside that maybe there was a little bit too much attention headed to Corian's way in terms of what that might mean for some other guys on campus. But at the same time, I think the stakes are very high here. You need to win this recruitment if you're Sarkisian, if you want to compete at the very top level in the SEC. This is a guy that you win with on your roster. And I think coming out of it, Texas had a good shot coming in. I think they sit even better at the moment going into his final official visit this weekend at Oregon.
All right, next we want to talk about some other wide receivers that were on campus, including one that we know Texas really likes a lot. But first, I want to say thank you to Allegiant Digital Marketing. Did you know that among the top nine challenges a business owner faces, the most difficult ones include finding customers, increasing brand awareness, digital advertising, and lead generation? What if I could point you to a local homegrown agency here in Austin that can solve those problems for your business once and for all? For more than 25 years, Allegiant Digital Marketing founder and CEO Chad Markham, a UT grad and instructor of the Digital Marketing Bootcamp here at UT Austin, has helped thousands of businesses overcome these very same challenges. Take advantage of their Hook'em's Horns special and save up to $2,500 in advertising. Visit AllegiantDigital.com/OnTexasFootball to learn more today. I'll talk about them one more time in this show as well. All right, this is the next one I want to go to, and it's one that you wrote about at length, and that is Kelshon Johnson, the wide receiver out of Hitchcock. CJ, what are your thoughts there?
Yeah, this is one where Texas needed to make a step back, you know, kind of get some ground back in this recruitment following his official visit to College Station a week ago. I was told Texas A&M laid it all out on the line for Kelshon Johnson, and they're more in a situation where priority-wise, I think he's a little bit higher on their list. And needing him, I think he's certainly higher on that list. When you look at what that room in College Station looks like for their wide receiver spot, it makes sense. Of course, whenever you look at what Texas can offer here, and I'm not just talking NIL or anything like that, because it's going to be competitive either way, but the quarterbacks, the city of Austin, the university, the offensive play style system, that all favors the University of Texas right now. And I think that's what's making things very difficult for Kelshon Johnson. Of course, he was the guy that we had on commitment watch earlier in the spring, when he arrived on campus for the spring game, we sat there thinking maybe this is the weekend that we see news break. Of course, he lets things, kind of last a little bit longer. A&M makes up some ground. It's about a 50-50. I think Jerry actually had it 55-45 in favor of Texas. I'm sitting right more around 50-50 because I do think this battle will come down to Texas and Texas A&M. He really liked the Aggies and what they had to offer a week ago. I do not believe he makes his official visit to USC this weekend, so the decision will come between the two of them. And the long-term, aspect of this, Sarkisian normally wins these kind of battles for wide receivers. So I'll side with Jerry a little bit heavier here than where I was this morning, but it's a tight battle for Kelshon Johnson, that's for sure.
All right, a couple other receivers real quick. Both Baylon McCutcheon out of Lovejoy and Andrew Marsh out of Katy Jordan. We didn't hear much at all about them. And, of course, in your trendometer that we talk about here that you put up on Texas football, you didn't have either of these guys signaling that they would maybe end up at the University of Texas.
Yeah, I think for Daniel McCutcheon, the question is his top-end speed. He's as savvy a route runner as I'll find in the state of Texas for this cycle. I just think for what Sarkisian's doing, that top-end speed has to be the top of the list priority-wise. He's going to Florida State this weekend, and if I was a betting man, I expect the Seminoles to come out on top in that recruitment. Going into the weekend, that's where I lean. Coming out of it, we'll see if there's any news coming from Daniel McCutcheon following that visit. Andrew Marsh, a bit different. He's one of those guys that, it was very quiet whenever you ask folks around the campus this weekend who was, kind of standing out, who enjoyed their time. You didn't really hear a whole lot about Andrew Marsh. Of course, he's a guy that Texas had on campus in the spring for a practice around DKR. He's been recruited by Sarkisian and Chris Jackson for a while as well. The question, and it's a fair one, is where does he sit right now on the big board with Kalik Lockett, Jamie French coming in next weekend? I have to imagine those are guys Texas is having higher on their list right now. I look at Washington and Oklahoma as two teams to keep an eye out right now for Andrew Marsh.
Got it. Let's move on to the offensive line because this is where I think it gets even more interesting to me. And start with a guy that you saw on Friday at the airport that you just said looked like he looked so big. It was kind of strange even watching him go around there. Nick Brooks, tell us where Texas sits today. Based on what you heard through the weekend.
Yeah, we showed Rod the video of him walking through the airport, Bobby. He said he looked like a character out of Game of Thrones, and I can't say he's too off. I mean, he was a big human, 6'7", 350, 355. Just seeing him, effortlessly pick up his bags and his parents' bags from the conveyor belt was, pretty impressive. Texas set in a sneaky, solid spot coming into this weekend. He's from Iowa. You expect the Hawkeyes to be involved in this recruitment. But it was Georgia and Texas out front coming into the weekend. I think Texas right now, with the way that things went over the weekend, sits in that pole position leader at the moment. Of course, Iowa will have a shot next weekend to kind of make up some ground, try to keep the kid at home. I think it'll be just a little bit too late. He wants to play in the SEC, and he wants to have the opportunity for his family to come see him play. And I think Texas provides that a little bit easier than what Georgia will for where I believe Texas is. It's right up there at the top. Georgia's right below them. Texas did a great job kind of giving an idea of what else he can do in the city of Austin, whether or not that was a question coming in. The big city, they answered those questions this weekend. He came away really enjoying his time on campus, and the Longhorns made him feel like a priority.
Yeah, what about John Mills over at San Francisco, St. Ignatius? That was one that Texas was really in on early and pushed hard for and have stayed on this whole entire time. But it sounds like he's looking a little bit at Washington now. But maybe we hear something somewhat soon from John Mills about which way he wants to go.
Yeah, I don't think that would be too surprising. I'm looking at first or second week of July. Of course, he's a guy that coming into the week I thought was a pretty heavy Texas lean. Washington had made some ground up. He's liked the West Coast idea, but at the end of the day, playing in the SEC and that relationship with Kyle Flood, I believe it's going to be too tall a hill for opposing teams and programs to overcome. Of course, when you throw Daniel Cruz on him as the official visit host, well, that's a good representation for the University of Texas. Daniel Cruz has a great personality off the field, especially. He's all smiles. He's got that switch in him, Bobby, where he gets on the field. He's got a mean streak, but he's a good representation, a great guy that you want to have hosting big time official visitors. And coming out of this weekend, I have Texas as the overwhelming favorite. I think it's a great opportunity for Longhorns to strengthen that pipeline from California to Austin. And it's a great opportunity for the Longhorns to snag a great interior offensive lineman at the next level.
And, you know, they just got Javion Cole, who grew up in Oakland. Now, John Mills, if they were to grab him, that's a San Francisco product. Texas hasn't done a lot historically in Northern California. Maybe that's a place where they get after it a little bit more with the addition of Johnny Nansen now to the staff as well. All right, Lamont Rogers, I did not hear much about him. And your trend meter this morning, CJ, was pretty specific. It was like specifically, I don't know what's going on quite yet. We're trying to still figure it out. A&M involved, Texas involved, Missouri involved as well. What are you hearing the latest on the big tackle out of Mesquite Horn?
Yeah, this is an interesting one to me. It's one that might fall victim to numbers, if you will, for the Texas offensive line room. Of course, they have three in the fold right now. We just mentioned two others where Texas is sitting in great positions for as well. Well, Michael Fasuzzi also comes in next week, and I believe Texas will have a spot for him regardless of what that room is looking like. So what does that mean right now for Lamont Rogers? Well, he likes Texas. His family was are big fans of Texas. He came in requesting Trevor Goosby. Why is that noteworthy? Well, I think they were, you know, kind of similar recruitments. You know, Texas kind of looked around. They filled up their class earlier. And then they said, oh, wait, we kind of like what we have right now evaluation-wise with Trevor Goosby. Let's get him into the fold and see how he can develop. Lamont Rogers, very similar. And I think Missouri made a great impression. Texas A&M is in on this one as well. Ultimate question is, will there be enough spots in this class if all goes well for the Longhorns at the end of the day following next weekend? That's where I think you'll really start to see how the dominoes begin to fall in favor of Lamont Rogers, or if Texas decides to go another way. Regardless, very talented player. He's going to find a spot, whether it be Oklahoma, Missouri, or Texas A&M. I just question whether or not there will be enough slots at Texas if Texas continues to move in the direction that they're currently leading for in a couple of recruitments.
Yeah, I think it's interesting what Texas is going to do at offensive line, right? Because they already have three commitments with the Jackson Christian out of Port Neches Groves, and then the Coleman brothers, Devin and Jordan. So we'll be interested to see exactly what happens. Let's move forward to defensive end and talk a little bit about Smith Orogbo and Marco Jones. Start with Smith Orogbo, young man out of Alief Hastings High School.
Yeah, I like Smith Orogbo a lot. He's one of those late risers in the recruitment world as well. We've talked about it, Bobby. That frame and that first step are elite. You have that opportunity to build frame-wise. Texas likes them. They let it be known this weekend that, hey, you're top of our priority list. We like you a lot. The question is, was it enough to supplant what Texas Tech was able to build a few weeks ago whenever the crystal ball started flying in favor of the Red Raiders for Smith Orogbo? Right now, I think that answer is yes. And what's interesting here is he made the trip to Austin by himself. And you don't really see that all too often in the world of official visits and recruiting in itself. So that's interesting to me. Does the family prefer Texas? Do they prefer Texas Tech? Will they be seeing Texas again prior to a decision coming? Right now, I have to imagine that answer is no, because that commitment date is coming July 1st. However, Texas made that priority push. They made it known very well that he wants, that Sarkisian and that staff want him in Austin. I think they did enough to take back that pole position, if not their 1A, 1B with Texas Tech. I think the Longhorns ultimately are in a great spot moving forward if they maintain communication these next 2 weeks before a decision comes. But I do believe that crystal balls, those predictions for the Red Raiders, were just a little bit premature, of course, prior to the Texas visit, where things were obviously a little bit more fluid than most anticipated.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
Hey. To slip over now to the other defensive end was on campus that was not committed. Lance Jackson, obviously in town, but he's already committed. So we're going to talk about Marco Jones, a young man out of Northern California, Danville, California. What did you learn about him? Maybe something that we didn't know going in is this affinity with baseball.
Yeah, I thought that was a big surprise to me as well. As we're recording this, Bobby, he's taking the diamond over in Irvine, California for a perfect game tournament. He and Lance Jackson actually got to talk a little bit about baseball, about recruitment, about why they could be a pretty solid, lengthy edge combination at the University of Texas. So that was important this weekend as well. Where Texas is recruiting him is very interesting to me. You watch the tape in high school, he's more a middle linebacker. Right, they use him more out of necessity in the middle of their defense versus what I think he's most suited for at the college level, which will be coming off the edge. Texas talked about a hybrid between the two, whether it be the middle of the field, maybe an off-ball Sam linebacker versus, hey, we're going to need you at some point to rush the passer as well. Let's see how we can combine the both of your talents and use that at the next level. I talked to somebody after the trip who said, yeah, right now I think it's Texas and Michigan with USC kind of on that third level right now for Marco Jones. Of course, California kids, we've seen USC kind of lock down their state a little bit heavier this cycle compared to last. So will they have an opportunity to get him into their fold? Yeah, he's visiting USC next weekend. You'll start to see things slow down a little bit for him moving forward. But I think Texas made a good impression as well. He likes the city. They had Terry Black's barbecue, he and his parents, before they departed. So that was a good last impression for the Longhorns here. I think there just is a little bit work to do moving forward.
Gotcha. What about, let's go to the defensive tackle position. Brandon Brown is committed to Texas, but he's visiting other schools. He's of the commitments. He's clearly the most open one at this point out of Ogallala, Florida. What are your thoughts on his visit and how that went?
Yeah, if you ask Brandon Brown where he wants to college, I think the answer is Texas. Now, if you ask other people in his circle where they want Brandon to go, I'm not sure if that answer remains the same. And that was echoed to on Texas Football while we were at the airport a little bit this weekend as well. And so to me, that conversation you're going to have between recruit, parents, coaches, that's going to be very important at the end of the day. We know that LSU is a big player here because of Bo Davis. We know Tennessee made a great impression 2 weeks ago when he was on campus for his official visit there. However, again, you talk to Brandon Brown, he'll throw out the phrase, strong. My commitment is strong. It's firm. I like the University of Texas. I like coming to Austin. Will that ultimately win out? That's the big question. And I think that tough conversation is going to have to come soon because, again, you're going to have to start filling out your class, whether he's in it or not, if you're the University of Texas or other programs. So I like where Texas is for Brandon. It, again, will just come down to whether or not he and his family see eye to eye of where he will play at the next level.
All right. The next one is Kevin Wynn over at Greensboro, Georgia. An unfamiliar spot for Texas to recruit from. But someone that they really, really like and seem to have a shot at, Florida State, South Carolina, even Georgia giving a go here. Where do you think Texas came out on Sunday afternoon after all was said and done?
Yeah, I think Texas is right there. And I'm not ready to declare a leader. I'm not ready to declare a number one team to beat. But listen, Texas gave Kevin Wynn a lot to think about. I think it was an interesting tactic to use Aaron Bryant as his host. You know, he's a guy that maybe hasn't seen the field as often as some of these other guys who are hosting big recruits this weekend, but he's a guy who's from, you know, that deep South, and to kind of sit there and pick his brain about why he chose the University of Texas, I thought was brilliant. So for me, the networking opportunities at the University of Texas are going to be very important, probably just as important as what he can find on the field. He wants to study culinary. He wants to go into the world of food, cooking, whatever it might be. Texas doesn't necessarily offer that as a degree. However, they do have plenty of opportunities for him to get that education, make those networking connections, and pursue a career in that field after playing ball at the University of Texas. So South Carolina's done a great job. Georgia's getting back in. They're ramping up communication as well. They don't want to see a Georgia kid leave the state for SEC programs. But watch out for Florida State, and he'll be out there again this month, next week. So that's one to keep a close eye on. I do believe Texas is firmly in the mix. I thought he left Texas with really high remarks, but ultimately there's still some ways to go here before I think we ultimately see a decision.
All right, before we get to Riley Pettijohn, the blue chip linebacker out of McKinney, I want to say thanks again to our friends over at Allegiant Digital Marketing. Are you a business owner who struggles with any of the following? Finding new customers, consistent leads, finding marketing services to promote your business that actually work, Founder and CEO Chad Markham with the Allegiant Digital Marketing, an Austin-based advertising agency, has helped thousands of business owners just like you for more than 25 years conquer these same challenges. So if you're ready to start making money in your business and grow with confidence, visit AllegiantDigital.com/OnTexasFootball and get a free marketing plan. Plus, you can save up to $2,500 in advertising when you mention their Hook'em Horns special today. Again, that's AllegiantDigital.com/OnTexasFootball. All right, TJ, I want to ask you about Riley Pettijohn, the linebacker out of McKinney. This one is one that you know, after all is said and done, you said Texas still the team to beat, even though we hear about other teams trying to make last-minute runs, et cetera. Pettijohn and Texas, strong combo right now.
Yeah, I thought Texas was in a good spot for Pettijohn in the spring when he visited for the spring game. Obviously, I saw him for his spring game a little bit after that. But I think Texas, again, sits in that driver's spot for Riley Pettijohn at the moment. The question is, will a decision come soon? I'm not sure. But I do know that the Longhorns remain in a great spot for him. I was told that he'll be visiting Texas A&M next week. That's going to be a big visit to keep an eye on. However, I heard from an Aggie source said if we're going to have a chance to land Riley Pettijohn, this visit's going to be darn near perfect. So right now they understand that their back's up against the wall a little bit for Riley Pettijohn. He likes Johnny Nansen. He's been very pursuant, as have a number of Texas commits, Lance Jackson, Elijah Barnes. They want Riley Pettijohn in the fold, and why not? I mean, he's a 6'2 linebacker that runs 10-7, 10-8. That's pretty talented right there. So I think Texas is the favorite right now. If there was a decision to come soon, I think Texas would be the pick.
Another linebacker that has not gotten as much high-profile attention, but someone that Johnny Nansen has clearly liked from the outset, is Jonathan Cunningham over at North Crowley, and he was visiting Texas this weekend as well. Where do the Longhorns stand with him?
Yeah, Johnny Nansen liked Jonathan Cunningham. After he took the job, he was one of the first in-state guys that he really started to pursue, whether it be offer, whether it be go out to see. He likes the length. He likes the ability to run. Those are kind of the staples of a Johnny Nansen linebacking court. So to me, it's all about whether or not Texas feels comfortable with other linebacking options, as well as where Jonathan Cunningham sits on their board. Jonathan Cunningham, I know for folks around him, the question of if you go to Texas, will you see the field has been brought up a couple times, whereas he's taken visits to TCU, Baylor, and Utah. I think that pitch, and there's some folks in his corner that kind of say, hey, if you go there, you'll probably get on the field earlier and a little bit more often than at the University of Texas. That's kind of been a recurring theme for Jonathan Cunningham so far in his recruitment. I think the Longhorns are in there. If they push and they go all out, I have a hard time seeing them not land Jonathan Cunningham. But at the end of the day, I think there are some loud voices in his corner that say there are brighter pastures elsewhere.
All right, the last guy I want to mention here is the DB, Tristan Castro, out of Upland, California. My understanding, Texas talked to him about corner, nickel. They talked about how they like to rotate their DBs, all of those things in a positive way. However, he remains committed to USC. I know you talked to him specifically at the airport, CJ. What was it that you took away from that conversation that made you think that, hey, Texas has a real shot right now with a final decision, quote, coming soon?
Yeah, it told us basically Texas set the bar very high for what he's expecting in official visits. Of course, they rolled out their own version of the red carpet for the California cornerback. He will be taking his second and last official visit to USC next week. He's going to sit back, compare the two visits, compare the pros and the cons with his family, and make a final decision from there. Of course, he is committed to USC at the moment. They'll come in this weekend as the favorite. I mean, that tag is still on him for a reason. He's still a commit there. But the Longhorns gave him a lot to think about in terms of playing at Texas, playing in the SEC, and living in the city of Austin as well. That's kind of been one of the recurring themes with a lot of these out-of-state guys coming in, seeing the city, seeing the opportunities and the networking availabilities that Austin and the university provide. He said, listen, I love the city. I love being in where the bright lights are, playing under the bright lights, whether that be the SEC or the University of Texas, whatever. He came away with very high remarks, and he said it's going to be a tough bar for the Trojans to beat, but at the end of the day, the Trojans are going to be the favorite coming into this weekend. We'll see if that remains the case afterward. It's USC's to lose.
Gotcha. As well, I mean, I forgot to mention this, but we talked about Lance Jackson. Ricky Stewart the running back out of Tyler Chapel Hill, also in for his official visit as well this weekend. All right, look, they also have a couple of guys coming in midweek this week. Dijon Lee, a cornerback out of California. Dorian Brew, cornerback out of Conroe, Texas. Nathan Tillman, a safety athlete out of Mansfield. And then they start again, CJ, with a whole new group of official visitors over next week. If you want to know more and catch up on all the daily ins and outs of recruiting, make sure you check out ontexasfootball.com. That's ontexasfootball.com. Thanks again to Allegiant Digital Marketing for their sponsorship of the Roundup. CJ, thank you for doing the trendometer so people can actually keep up with all this stuff. You and Jerry just did a tremendous job this weekend, and now we got more to come. See exactly who dominoes out of this Longhorn group. Jerry thinking that the Longhorns may have as many as four private commitments at this time. So for CJ Vogel, I'm Bobby Burton. This has been On Texas Football. Hook 'em.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.